He got up and got to them.
The Guru Tattva is different?
He's a
separate Tattva.
There cannot be a fixed thing that you only be Guru. Not one person that is represent the representation of delegation to anywhere and everywhere. Any person may be sent as Guru here. And there are different kinds, and some power, extended power, even to a devotee of this world, he can also do the function of Guru to a certain extent. Madhyama Adhikari, as I told before many times, that one leg. The Parsad Bhakta, one leg there, one leg here, and taking, recruiting from here to there.
At Nitya
Parishad. Nitya Parishad. Then there may be advanced devotee who are here, one put his foot, one leg in Vaikuntha, one leg here, and take the other to that. And there are other, the next. The best, he is looking into the Vaikuntha and the both of his legs here, and he is taking them to that side. And generally, the three classes.
The lower class is Kanishtha or also Madhyam?
Kanishtha.
The lower class is Kanishtha.
Kanishtha. Kanishtha. Kanishtha means Madhyam Adhikar. One who sees both, then he can do the work of Guru. Parishtha ji Bhakti is Madhyama
Adhikari.
Madhyama Adhikari. But there, the delegation must be there. Otherwise, it will be output. Delegation must be there. He is doing this. Only being activated by the inspiration of the will of Krishna and they are satisfied their inner hankering. That is all transcendental. But if transcendental quality is absent, then the Guru is an imitating man and he has got some object of temptation in this world, and he is going to continue the trade, a trade man, Jati Goswami and others, a trade in a certain black market here. A real guru must have some Vaikuntha object. He must see the rubbish and the room. I am to go there, and I must take them to there. Must have some conception of the transcendental reality. And otherwise, he cannot be a standard for meditation. And in that sense, he is black market. Hare Krishna. Om Krishna.
Now, any lesson today? Devabhi, Nitya Parishad, Krishna Yatriyana Sare, Bully Jai. Nusin Dila Kori Bhajan, Sikshe Babi Guru, Uniyo Bulijan. Guru, Uniyo Bulijan.
Ki Bulijan. Bulijan.
Uni Bulijan, Krishna Ishi Anandari. Uni.
Krishna Bulijan, Tali Guru Kaltaki, Krishna Bulijan.
No, Guru Bulijan, Krishna Ishi Anandari.
Sikhanusari Bulijan, Ki Bulijan. Unaki Bulijan.
Unanitya Samparka Bulijan.
Krishna's ichcha has a concentration whatever to particular duty.
Uh-huh.
But that duty is in connection with Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
And never eliminating Krishna. Krishna ke bolenna.
Krishna bolenna.
So it's not the function. Jeta question sekhane sei function ta hoche ay ekta function e dilen. Kintu tar knowledge tar thake. Ekta ICS officer. Se hoyto nice kaj korche take niye secretary kaje dilo. Tokhon se secretary kaj korte lagle. কিন্তু এটা থাকলে অনুষ্ঠিত হবে তাকে, এইভাবে হতে পারে। যে একজন পাস্টার তিনি সেখানে একটা পার্টিকুলার সার্ভিসে ছিলেন, তাকে আর ডিপার্টমেন্ট হতে অন্য ডিপার্টমেন্টে দিলেন, তিনি সেই ডিপার্টমেন্টে কাজ করতে লাগলেন। That doesn't matter that he totally forgets everything there. Again he may be reinstated there, he will go on with that sort of partition. The function is that sort of subject may lay in the background.
Yeah. But he doesn't forget that function.
Not completely fixed.
That was very confusing when he said that.
Huh?
It was confusing when you made that point.
Now it is clear.
Very clear, yes.
And the other day I told that the Nityananda person, they come here. Yes, this he can do. I was asked to go to your door, but you have come to my door.
Maharaj, there was one Gorakhashore Paramahansa.
Yeah.
It was articles by Bhakti Siddhanta, 1917, about Gorakhashore's jivani.
1917.
Yeah, they were first written in 1917.
Mm-hmm.
Then they were published in a book form in 1942, 1943, like that.
They were written by Sundarananda, the governor. The materials may be supplied by Prabhupada and Paramananda Prabhu, etc.
Uh-huh.
They are old members. Materials supplied by them and written by Sundarananda, who came later.
Yeah.
Prabhu Bhakti Vinayana. Chaitanya Dev. Was written by Sundarananda.
Oh, yes.
That was written by Sundarananda. And the Saraswati Jayatri, that was collection came from different sides.
Yes.
But written by
Sundarananda.
So, the
Likuka
Navadhanesa?
Who?
That's not the right place.
Sundarananda.
Very deplorable that Sundarananda lost the he followed most Vasudeva. And whom your Prabhupada has written as Siddhal Vasudeva in his Ashtakashtakam. Because they seem to betray Prabhupada. Denied him after his disaster. So he is not accept their things which was written after Prabhupada. That's a secret. and some other books. Learning book is right well. But lastly, he was a speaker.
So what about this?
Lastly, you must speak about Buddha-gyoti. People at large knew that Sundaranda was a disciple and follower of Buddha and the Tikkadhyam. But in his last days he left for Tikkadhyam and perhaps went back again to his energy group. And we are told that Sanadi Guru was some Kami Gosai or something. He also refused him. Yes, he was left such a great man. And he was again coming to me. What is the guarantee that he will not betray me in the last day?
First proof that yours of
course. I don't believe you.
I don't know much sympathy for Sundaranda Prabhu with you, but I have some reverence for Sundaranda Prabhu. Still, I maintain,
and I hope that he will have to come back again in the course of the world. His deviation is for the time being. At the time being, because he committed against the innocent followers of Purusha to maintain his ajar. But it's not. So, for that offense, Prabhupada is true from it. And he has no other alternative but to deny it. Because Prabhupada is true from it. So, when that offense will be finished by suffering, then we will have to come back again. We
will have to be grateful. We will also have to be grateful. I mean, that is my concern.
Tomorrow, this book has been translated into English.
Paramahamsa. We shall try to act. This is edited.
This is very old.
Very old. Edited in what year?
Yeah. I can find in the library next door.
Yes, in the library. All the Dasandras at Mayapur, they would all stay after the Advent Day of Mahaprabhu.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
And their number increasing day by day. Every day.
Some more coming? Last night, some were coming.
Coming.
Yes, I saw.
All coming. No, none going, all coming.
All coming.
I
Krishnadas Babaji is very.
Huh?
Health is very good.
Very good?
Oh, yes.
Only some weakness in the leg and the knee.
Yes.
And so, difficulty to, when sitting, to get up,
Everything's fine.
When did you see that?
About, I saw him 1 week before. We also want to begin very soon Chaitanya Bhagavat translation. So whenever any questions are there about something Bhakti Siddhanta may say in the Tika, then we can consult with you there.
He wants to have some external relics of you. He could go on, but he wants to.
Relic. What is the meaning of the word relic?
Relic now.
Eh?
Divine relic.
Relic? What do you mean by relic?
Siddhichinna.
Siddhichinna.
Right?
And then the man is living. And his, in his connection, the relic can be used. This word?
No. After.
After.
No. Apricot. Relic means very old.
Ancient.
It is given, but after departure.
Before departure, how relic can be used? In English, how I can explain this thing?
Remnant.
Huh?
Remnant.
Remnant?
Yes, remnant.
Oh, that is what after this word.
Yes.
Remnant.
I do not know the difference between the relics is in the name. Where is the city in the volcano? The Baba has to take the boat. If you let the Baba
has.
This is the divine relic of your glorious dancing lotus feet. The Baba has to. এরকম ব্যবহার দেখেছি কোথায় যাবে ইটস দ্য গ্রেটেস্ট রেলিক অফ দ্য ডিভাইন ড্যান্সিং লোটাস ফিট এরকম ভাবে আছে এই সম ইউজ মডার্ন টেন্ডেন্সি ইজ টু ইউজ সামথিং ইন দিস ওয়ে অ্যান্ড আই হ্যাভ সিন ইট অলরেডি এখানে একটা মানে ব্যবহার আছে ইটস দ্য গ্রেটেস্ট রেলিক অফ দ্য ডিভাইন ড্যান্সিং লোটাস ফিট
And dancing?
Lotus feet. Of yours. Yeah, of yours. Modern tendency is to use something in this
relic.
Get a relic of your divine dancing lotus feet.
Dancing lotus feet.
ভগবান প্রকাশ বলছে
ভগবান it can be harmonized.
The harmony, absolute harmony can include everything. Can harmonize everything. Absolute harmony can harmonize everything. So the Vaprati, the Patirata Vaprati to Leela, it can harmonize everything. Even mistake. That is also absolute truth. Mistakes can be the absolute truth in Braja Leela. আপনাদের গৃহে গৌরের যে অন্তরঙ্গ পাঁচটা আলোচিত ক্রিয়া আছে সেই তাহার চার কিছুদিন এখানে রাখিয়ে চান তাহলে আপনারা গৃহে গিয়া একান্ত মানে হরিভজন করুন অথবা তাহাকে অধিক দিন রাখিতে পারিবেন না ফার্স্টটা ইন্টারনাল সিগনিফিক্যান্ট ফার্স্টটা কনফিডেন্সিয়াল সিগনিফিক্যান্ট আর নিশ্চয়ই
This has been translated into English.
Yes.
But someone might ask, what was Gaura Kishore's intention on saying this? What was his intention on asking them to return back?
The first thing. That is meant by him, I can get that he did not want that people will talk to around him to see him for darshanartha. There will be a crowd, the Bhaktivinoda Sagar family persons are coming to see him with the big sadhu and that example will be followed by many of that will be discharged and to his own bhajan. He was Vivekanandi. So he did not like the crowd that will come around him and discharge his bhajan. So he is generally discouraging them, don't come to me. At the same time, he says that why you have come so far? Bhaktivinoda Thakur is there. He don't think in your the fresh connection, the father, the husband, he is really Vaishnava. And deal with him accordingly. Don't drag him down into your what is the necessity by it, or it is useless to run bigger and bigger, but really take to your own in our group that is divine bhajan, the one that is in that asking them to mind their own business that is Harina. And his humility that I am not a bit happy, but I will come to waste your time. That is also is there. That is Sadhu Sangha, they say that of course to increase our bhajan we must have the company of the sadhu and we have come to see you. You are a great big sadhu. No, I am not a sadhu. Why have you come? I was wasting your time by coming to see me or nothing. Bhagavati. Bhagavan said, Harina, I'm living in the Bhagavan, and they are a female father with a real father. Don't undermine him. Don't take him within the racist circle. That is Vanchana. Vanchana means deception. What is the deception? That I am not sadhu. Seeing me, he won't be take any good. That is Vanchana. Vanchana. Vanchana is Vanchana. And not that the Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says Bhaktivinoda Thakur is a real sadhu. That is no deception. Deception, yes. But you have come to see me, I am not a man. See, this is just your waste of time. You say, Karina, you live in your own. No, but you know what? And at the same time, if you deal with him, the big spirit that he is a Vaishnava, then Bhaktivinoda Thakur will remain here. No, yes. Otherwise, if it is regarded, it is not good, healthy, properly, it is not good, health of the body, it is not good. That is also a thing.
But it also says that if you want him to come here, in the last sentence, says if you want him to come here.
To come? He wanted to avoid them. What is the necessity of coming to me? I am not a son. Misguided people, they talk of me that I am a good sadhu, but that is why I talk. I am the minister of me, I preach for the master of me. But he does not care to hear me, he has his mind.
Gaurava de Antaranga Parshad Abhirbhut Hoyachan. Jadi Tahake or Kichidan Ekane Rakite Chan. He says Ekane. Tabe Apna Grihe Gya Ekanta Mani Hari Bhajan Koran. Natuba Tahake Adhik Dhyan Rakite Paridana.
Tahake Adhik Dhyan Rakite Paridana.
Not Bhakti Siddhanta. It doesn't really insinuate. So it's talking about Bhaktivinoda Thakur. But he says Kichudan Ekane Bhaktivinoda. Ekane means in the Jara Jagan.
He left his 3 years life, went to Vrindavan and took the dress of Babaji from Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. You follow?
Yes.
And his name was Bhagavad Das Babaji Maharaj. Gaurudeva Babaji took the Babaji dress from Bhagavad Das Babaji. And this Charan Das, the founder of Ram Das Babaji, Samajbari, he also took this from that Bhagavad Gita. So both are God brothers in Deshaguru, in this. But Bhagavad Das Babaji, the higher stage Vaishnava, only one with chanting of the name and not Archana. Archana is a lower status, the Archana. Do you follow?
Yes, yes.
Jivamitam nija dharma dhyana puja di jasnam, Archana means puja. When one devotee is established in Nam Bhajan, that is the highest stage of Bhajan, he should not have any chance of coming to again to Archana Bhajan, the lower Bhajan. Archana is lower and Nam Bhajan is higher. It is considered like that. There may be special case, but still generally Nam Bhajan is of higher state and the Archana is of lower state. Achaya Nibharaya Japuja Sadhari Mode, Nagar Bhakti Savatta Pratika Sadhari. So Archana shows our affinity towards Archana shows our lower type of devotion. And affinity, real affinity, tendency towards Nam Bhajan that shows that higher type of devotion. The Bhagavat Das, he engaged himself in Archana. And then one day, when his connection came, as I said, the Guru Ji Babaji and the Guru Babaji. So, that Bhagavad Das Babaji took to Archana. And one day when Prabhupada came to see Gaurdasya Babaji Maharaj in Kudiya, then, in course of their discussion, that point was raised by Gaurdasya, that I hear that Bhagavad Das Babaji Maharaj, from whom I take the Vesha, that Bhagavad Das Babaji, he is now engaged in Archana, leaving away the exclusive engagement in the Nam Bhajan. Then our Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Sadhu, he told her, do you like to deceive me? Who is your Guru? How I can think that he has deviated from his position from Nam Bhajan to Archana? How can? Perhaps you are testing me. Then Guru Maharaj, yes, though it is, of course, in the absolute sense, the engagement in Archana that is to be condemned. But anyhow, when you do not like, I stop here, I won't mention further. Do you follow?
What was that back to Nanki, Jayasatila?
Gurusthani kuna Vaishnava akan.
Kuna Vaishnava, his name was Bhagavad Das.
Oh, that's
not mentioned there.
Oh, I see.
Bhagavad Das, in his previous Vaishya, he was one of the Mukhtar of the court in Maimansing district. But his name was Gaurhari.
Oh, his name is Gaurhari then?
Gaurhari. And he took this Vesha of Babaji from Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. So Gaurdasya Das was not direct Vesha Shishya of Jagannath Das, but Bhagavad Das, who was the whole Vesha Guru was Jagannath. So grand Shishya, grand disciple, not direct disciple.
I couldn't figure. I didn't understand who Gaurhari was.
So in the Guru Parampara, that Bhagavad Das not mentioned. From Jagannath, in Bhaktivinoda, this road before in this way, it has come. The Bhagavad Gita is omitted.
Why is that? Why is it omitted?
Why?
Yes.
Not important.
Yes.
No, nothing left for our revision, for our knowledge.
Yes.
Then by his character, by his practices. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur has some direct connection with Jagannath Das Babaji.
There was another article which I found in the Gaudiya about Bihari Das Babaji.
He was almost a servant Mr. Sevaka, a voluntary servitor of Jagannath Das Babaji. He was a disciple of Jagannath Das Babaji, and he carried Jagannath Babaji in a basket on his head, on his shoulder, in this way. Bihari Das Babaji. Jagannath Das Babaji was here for a long time. We are told 125 years. And Bihari Das Babaji, in his last days, he used to carry him on his shoulder. For some time, sitting him in a basket, on his head, in this any way. He used to.
He was very strong. And Jagannath Das Babaji's relationship with Bhakti Siddhanta when he was a small boy, you must have seen him.
I don't know what any direct connection of the Siddhanta is or not, but mentioning that.
In that article it said that Bihari Das Babaji had seen, he says that he had seen Bhakti Siddhanta when he came with Jagannath Das Babaji to Bhakti Vinod's house. Bihari Das Babaji Bolajalan Jakanami Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaja Sati Bhakti Vinod Bhavani Jaitan Takanami Bhakti Siddhanta Ki Dekhtan Choto Kali, Balla Kali.
Bihari Das Babaji, he lived in our time also. I might have seen him as a monk in Vrindavan. And he might have seen our professor, our Guruji, Babaji. At that time, I was too young. But this is Dham Saraswati, he was too young for us. My husband, no direct connection we have heard and there is a peculiar thing, perhaps it is mentioned in Gaudiya, that once Bhaktivinoda Thakur told that I bless Gaur Kishore. He then visited the right thing. And he said that once Gaur Kishore Babaji, when Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his old age, was suffering from, of course, in our soul, in our vision, suffering from the rheumatism. Then serve him, his family person, his disciple, his daughter, they took them in their house, in his house. Bhaktivinoda Thakur took Babaji Desham last year. After he was taken for discharge of the disease, his old house in Calcutta, Ambaran house. And at that time, Goswami Babaji told his master, to some Goswami Hidalwa, who used to come to him, he go and take Bhaktivinoda Thakur, carry him on your head, and take him to Dhamma, Ananda Sukhada Kunda. After taking this, Babaji this, while he is living in the city corner house, it does not look well. And then Hidalal Goswami went there and reported to him, Babaji Maharaj says, Goswami Babaji Maharaj says, it does not look well that if you stay here with your family in your old house after taking this base of the Babaji, letter Sannyasi, the type of Sannyasi. He was staying with your family in the
natural
house. Babaji Maharaj, go to Babaji Maharaj, say, take him on your head, carry him on your head, and put him here in the house. Then at that time, of Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, I said to her, I bless Gaur Kishore that he may understand what is the nature of real Dhamma. He is Dhammavas, may be successful. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song is there. Jidena Grihe Goloko, Bhajana Dekhi Grihe Te Goloko Bhaar. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's underlying meaning was this, that physically, if I am here, that does not mean that I am not in Dhamma mentally or spiritually. That was the inner part. The dhambas, the physical dhambas is not real dhambas. But the mental or the consciousness, soul consciousness of the environment, that is really dhamma.
Marichal, before Bhaktivinoda Thakur's disappearance, how much time before did he take Babaji back?
Not very long time. And here Prabhupada comes to India. So by saying, Bhaktivinoda Babaji is Gurudev, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is also Gurudev. And the one Guru says, I bless another Guru. Then the peculiar position, then he comes to with a solution. That Bhaktivinoda Babaji Maharaj used to visit Godruma. When Bhaktivinoda Thakur continued explaining Bhagavatam. He used to explain Bhagavatam, and there are many amongst the audience, Gaurdasa Babaji was one of them. So, Bhaktivinoda Babaji Maharaj, Gaurdasa Babaji Maharaj, he had a superior darshan to Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bhagavata Guru, Siksha Guru. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, taking that relation, he pronounced that I, the offer blessings to those people.
Mm.
Following that connection, that Guru Kishore considers himself to be Guru, who is helping him to understand the meaning of Bhagavata, Shastra Guru. So because Guru Kishore, he has that sort of Yasoda is weeping Krishna. He is among the superior relation. So, Bhagavad-gītā has Bhagavatam explanation from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Has some, the attitude was from Bhagavata Vidhāsthakur. And considering that, taking the advantage of that line, Bhaktivinoda Thakur told the high blessing. Like a disciple, he is teaching them. I request him to understand the real meaning of Dhamma Bhasa, living in the Dhamma. That is not physically, but that is in the concept of Dhamma Bhasa. That is real Dhamma Bhasa. There are so many other impressions living on the Dhamma, but they are there. The conscious after Dhamma is Shibbo. Any connection of Mahaprabhu needs to be said, it should be sent for the spirit of reverence and